We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season,
what happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
Another good night for the Dodgers as they win their fifth in a row, defeating the Oakland Athletics 5-1. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vassar with you, taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. Clayton Kershaw, I guess, let everybody know that he's far from over. After maybe not the most perfect opening day, he bounces back tonight with seven innings, allowed just one earned run, had eight strikeouts and no walks. Kershaw only threw 91 pitches tonight. He was really on his game and used his slider the most tonight. He threw his slider 44 times out of the 91 pitches he threw. He used the fastball 34 times and brought in the curveball 13 times. The curveball was being used early in the game because he really didn't have command for his fastball and really wasn't able to get the depth on his slider. But as Rick Monday said at the end of the broadcast, he really found that five or six batters into the game. And I've always said this, even if Kershaw's not throwing 95, or even if he doesn't have the same velocity that he had at the start of last year, he is so good and he is such a competitor. He is going to find a way. Guys like that find a way. And he found a way early in the game tonight, and then all of a sudden it clicked and he was on a roll. At one point, he had retired 18 of the last 20 batters he faced. He retired 12 in a row at one point. The only two guys that it seemed like got some good barrels on the ball were Jed Lowry and Stephen Piscotty on him tonight. So just an all-around great game by Clayton Kershaw tonight. 866-987-2570. Also for the Dodgers, they got some offense, home runs, for the first time this year from Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, and Edwin Rios. Mookie had a Mookie type of at-bat in the ninth inning, just when you think, you know what, the Dodgers are going to cruise, get out of there quickly for a 4-1 win. No, Mookie's not giving up that easily. He's not giving up at-bats that easily. He had a 9-pitch at-bat that resulted in a home run to straightaway center field. So the Dodgers continue to show that relentlessness that is not going to stop just because it's the ninth inning of a 4-1 game against the winless A's, who are now 0-6 to start the season. It's only the second time in franchise history since 1916 that they have started the year 0-6. By the way, I text Mark McGwire before the game. The A's were 0-5 for the first time since 1987, his rookie year. It clicked. He remembered. 866-987-2570. For the Dodgers, a good game from Austin Barnes as well. He got the start to catch Clayton Kershaw, which honestly, I could see that becoming a trend. It's been two starts now to start the season. The Dodgers wanted to get Kershaw on track. He had an ERA uncharacteristic poor spring for him. 10.22 ERA in spring training. He did not have the best of opening day starts, and they wanted to make him as comfortable as possible with Austin Barnes back there. Plus, it fell in perfectly with the day game tomorrow. Trevor Bauer starting. Will Smith more than likely will start that game for the Dodgers. And Bauer and Smith were a good combo together because in his Dodger debut, Will Smith caught Trevor Bauer. Bauer had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning of his Dodger debut. 866-987-2570. Nick Coletti will check in our next segment. But first, let's go out to you, Dodger fans. We are just 2 days away from the ring ceremony at Dodger Stadium. Let's go out to Manny in Gardena. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Manny.
The real DV. Hey, man. What a club. Great game tonight. You called it as far as being apprehensive going into the night. By the way,
were you nervous, Manny, about Kershaw? Were you nervous about Kershaw?
Actually, man, I kind of had a feeling that he was going to own tonight. But
I wanted
to tell you, are your shoulders all right? Because you were carrying PMS today.
Yeah, my back was breaking. You should call Petros or send him a text. Let him know Kershaw's not done.
It's funny how he was cherry-picking those texts because I was all over him. I was Team DV. But it was funny how he was like picking the ones that were anti-DV, right?
Hey,
but it's all good, man.
Let him know. Let him know Kershaw's not done, Manny. Thanks for the phone call. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Gardena. Abraham, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Abraham.
Hey, how's it going, man? My boy, David V. How you been?
You're my boy, Abraham. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Come on, World Series champions, man. I haven't talked to you since.
I know. The ring ceremony on Friday, we'll get to celebrate. It's a good feeling. More importantly, Kershaw's back on track.
And there you go. I'm so happy that Kershaw's finally going to get his ring, man, that he deserves, you know, for all these years. You know, he deserved already like three of them. But anyways, all right, he's got his ring coming up. I'm so proud of him. Him, and don't sleep on Austin Barnes, man. That guy's going to be a threat too, man. If Kershaw could get it with Barnes going, man, this team's going to be unstoppable.
Yeah, Barnes is swinging a good bat. He has ever since whatever Mookie Betts said to him last year. It registered, it clicked, and ever since then, he's been a really good hitter and holding his own, not only catching, he does more than hold his own in that department, but now he's not an automatic out in the lineup. 866-987-2570. Hey, speaking of the Dodgers and their pitching, ever since Kershaw's opening day start, the starters, including Kershaw tonight, have been phenomenal in the last five games. It's not a coincidence the Dodgers have won five in a row with great starting pitching. Think back to Bauer's Dodger debut last week in Coors Field, where he took that no-hitter into the seventh inning. That started the string of really good starts. And in their last 32 and a third innings, the Dodgers starters have only given up seven earned runs. That translates to an ERA under two. You think back to Bauer, then Buehler, six strong innings at Coors Field, and then Julio Urias with a strong debut, seven plus at Coors Field, and then Dustin May last night, six scoreless. I mean, come on. Kershaw's not going to be left behind. He feels the burden of what those guys started. Hey, I got to do the same thing. I got to hold my end of the bargain. There is a good competition amongst really good starters to continue and pass. You hear passing the baton in the Dodger lineup? Well, when you have starters this good, they want to try to equal and try to surpass what the starter the night before did. Not in a bad way, not in a resentful, jealous way, but hey, they want to hold their own, especially when you have these many good starting pitchers in the rotation, and you know Kershaw felt that as well. He's not going to let this team down. He's not going to be the weak link in this rotation. He's got too much pride for that. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Frank in Sacramento. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Frank.
The real DV. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you since the World Series.
Hey, I'm doing good, Frank. Living life.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we're World Series champs, dude. The Claw, he was perfect tonight. I love it. And thank you, Mookie, for taking our closers safe away from him tonight. So where are all my Jansen haters at tonight? And I got Corey Seager as the MVP for this year. And Shout out to Mr. Ned Coletti. Shoot your cups, G.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Frank. Love the enthusiasm. Can't wait to talk to all the Dodger fans all season long. Should be fun to celebrate on Friday as the Dodgers will receive their 2020 World Championship rings. 866-987-2570. We're going to take a timeout here on Dodger Talk when we come back. Speaking of Ned Coletti, we'll check in with him, see what he thought about Kershaw tonight. Also, we'll give you an update on Cody Bellinger as he sat out tonight's game after being spiked, maybe twisting his ankle last night in the ninth inning. We'll find out from Dave Roberts where that stands. Dodgers get their fifth win in a row, defeating the A's 5-1 right here on AM 570 LA Sports.
On air at AM 570, online at AM570LASports.com, and available by podcast on the iHeartRadio app. This is Dodger Talk with David Bassett.
Here comes the payoff pitch. Mookie swings, hits a drive to left center field, and deep, this ball back, it is gone, a home run! Mookie Betts with his first long ball of the season, and the Dodgers lead it 5-1.
Mookie Betts with a 9-pitch at-bat in the ninth inning of a 4-1 game culminates in that solo home run, the first of the year for Mookie as the Dodgers defeat the Athletics 5-1. Welcome back to Dodger Talk. David Vassay with you. Phone number 866-987-2570. Coming up in our next segment or in about 10 minutes, you'll find out who Jaime Jaquez's favorite Dodger is. Had a chance to talk to him with Petros earlier today. And we'll give you an update on Cody Bellinger. But first, we want to remind you that every season, Daniel's Jewelers gives fans the chance to win a $50 gift card for guessing the correct number of home runs. For your chance to play, visit AM570LASports.com. Type in the keyword home run for your chance to enter this season. 866-987-2570. Let's check in with our guy, Ned Coletti from the Sportsnet LA Studios. Ned, a nice bounce-back start for Kershaw tonight.
Excellent. Excellent job by Clayton. The great ones, you know, they struggle once in a while. We saw that in opening day in Colorado. And then we saw it a little bit in the first inning, 22-pitch first inning. But after he got better command of the slider, I think you were talking about it earlier on the show, you know, curveball in the first inning and slider a little bit haphazard, then he tightened that up. And after that, it was over. Right-handed hitters, left-handed hitters, he was masterful. Slider was outstanding tonight.
Now, I know the A's are not hitting on all cylinders right now, Ned. I'll acknowledge that. But do you believe that with what Kershaw brought to the game tonight, he can get away with that against any team? Can he manage a game that way? Maybe not 8 strikeouts, 1 run, but do you believe he can hang tough with the stuff that he had tonight?
Well, I think the teams that will give him trouble or players that will give him trouble are those that are really patient in the zone. He was excellent tonight. Again, if you look back at that game, most of the sliders he threw were swing and miss pitches. And most of them, not all of them, but most of them, if the hitter takes them, it's a ball. But it's too enticing a pitch the way he throws it. Because to a right-handed hitter, it is coming right into the hitting zone. And as you start to swing, drops out of it. Left-handed hitter, different. It just keeps tailing away. So if you've seen him a lot and you're going to be patient with it and you're going to make him throw a strike, you're going to make him adjust. Anytime somebody can make somebody else adjust, it's going to be to their advantage. But I think those hitters that are not patient, those hitters, that doesn't mean he can't throw a slider for a strike either. But I think that he will continue to try and pitch away from left-handed hitters and to the back foot of the right-handed hitters, unless they're patient, you can beat anybody.
I know last night we talked about how the Dodgers broke the will of Frankie Montas. It felt that way with Chris Bassitt in the second inning and in the third inning. Even though he lasted for 6 innings tonight, he did throw 35 pitches after 2 innings and 78 after 4. Did it feel that way to you again tonight, Ned?
A little bit, you know, not quite as dramatic as last night with Frankie Montas. I think, you know, the kid tonight has got good stuff, not overpowering. Good pitcher, competes. He brings compete when he goes out there.
But again, you're pitching against the Dodgers. You're going to fall behind hitters. They're going to grind you out. You're going to have to come in because you got a guy on base. It's a 2-1 pitch. You're going to have to throw a strike. And they sit and they wait. And we've seen it. We've seen it every game this year, even in the loss on opening day, because they almost came back in that one. But I think you're going to have to get really good pitching to beat this club, because they refuse to give in. Lose a game here and there because maybe they're tired, or maybe their focus will wane for a couple hours. But it's difficult to pitch against this team.
You know, Mookie Betts not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk, and he's been stressing to the Dodgers since last spring training to make every play like it's a World Series game. And it was on display in the ninth inning, Ned. The Dodgers had that game won, 4-1, but he still battles a 9-pitch at-bat and hits his first home run to straightaway center field. When you do something like that, doesn't that just reinforce the message?
No doubt. And I think that that particular pitch that he hit, it was not that bad a pitch. It was a little bit outer half. It was a strike. But his hands are so strong, and he got the barrel to it. You know, that's a long way in that ballpark to hit it out in the deep left center field, almost center field. But there's so many great qualities to Mookie Betts. You talked about it earlier about Austin Barnes and how he talked to him last year and kind of gave him some advice and confidence. And when you're a player and you watch Mookie Betts and he's your teammate and he comes to give you a little fine-tuning to your game, pretty impressive. We saw it the other day, too, with Zach McKinstry.
Yeah.
That is really the mark of a great, not just a great talent, but really a great teammate. And this team is so tight, and they're so good with each other. And it starts with the best player, maybe the best player in the game, or at least one of the best two in the game. And when he carries that type of attitude along with the talent and the relentless passion that he brings, it's almost impossible not to have everybody follow suit, because he's your best player, and that's what he does. So how do you do less than that?
I don't know how you do, but it's got to leave a huge impression on young guys like you said, McKinstry and Gavin Lux. McKinstry said last night that Mookie encouraged him to be more aggressive, and he was. He had a career night, 3 hits and 3 RBIs. You're that type of guy for me, Ned. You inspire me to be better every night.
Well, it wasn't that tough. You were pretty good when you started, but yeah, you have turned it up a notch.
Oh, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Quick turnaround, Ned. We'll talk to you during the day game or after the day game.
Bring the donuts in. Bring the donuts into the studio, Dave. I'll talk to you then.
All right, sounds good. Later. Hey, I got some leftover carrot cake from Easter. Do you want some?
Nah, I'll stop and get the donuts for tomorrow. Thanks. You can have the carrot cake tonight when you get home.
Okay, thanks a lot. There he goes, Ned Coletti from the Sportsnet LA studios. I literally have brought in a slice of carrot cake every night for Colin Yee, our producer back here in the studios, and he has taken it down. Like the Dodgers have taken down the Oakland A's the first two games of this series. They beat Oakland tonight 5-1. They had 5 runs on 11 hits. The A's only mustered 1 run tonight. That came in the first inning, and Tim Nevert and Rick Monday referenced that was the first lead the A's have had all season long. It was short-lived because Austin Barnes tied the game in the second inning with a RBI double with 2 outs. And then the Dodgers hit a couple of home runs in the third inning with Muncy and Rios. And then for good measure, Mookie Betts went deep in the ninth inning. Speaking of Mookie Betts, I co-hosted with Petros today, which I really appreciate and had a lot of fun doing this afternoon. And Jaime Jaquez from UCLA's basketball team, the inspiration, the guy that everybody loved during the tournament, joined us. And he was a baseball player at Camarillo High School. He was a pitcher to start out with, 85-87, and then he said he played some first base. He told me he did not hit a home run while playing first base at Camarillo, but as it is in Oakland, a lot of heavy air out there in Camarillo. I go there very often to the outlets. Heavy air, the ball does not travel well for the Scorpions of Camarillo High School. But he did tell me that he's a huge Dodger fan. He has a dream with UCLA captivating the city to maybe throw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium. I told him I would do what I could. I put the wheels in motion already. The Dodgers have to work on getting the rings, making the home opener special. But after that, I'm working on getting UCLA's basketball team, hopefully, to Dodger Stadium and Jaime Jaquez could throw out the first pitch and relive his Camarillo High pitching days. But he also told me his favorite Dodger is Mookie Betts. Shocker, right? The best player on the team. But Mookie Betts is Jaime Jaquez's favorite Dodger. If you want to hear that interview, you could podcast it at am570lasports.com or the iHeartRadio app. And speaking of the iHeartRadio app, episode 2 of Extra Innings presented by Corona drops tomorrow. Not only do we have our weekly contributor, Andre Ethier, but we also have very special guest and huge Dodger fan, Brad Paisley, on the podcast. So you could find that right before first pitch tomorrow afternoon on the Extra Innings podcast, episode 2, with yours truly, Andre Ethier, and special guest, Brad Paisley. The Dodgers tonight beat the A's 5-1 without Cody Bellinger, who did not get the start tonight. And Dave Roberts talked about whether or not he would be in the lineup tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, what I do know is that there was no stress fractures. There's still obviously residual soreness. So I don't know, you know, what we're going to do as far as IL, no IL. But I think that right now, you know, I think we're in a decent spot. But even with that, I just don't know when the return will be.
That's so weird. It was just a spike job. That's what they said it was. He got spiked, ankle, calf area, maybe Achilles. But how deep was that spike if they're taking additional tests and you don't know whether or not he's playing tomorrow? That seems unusual to me, and I wonder if there is something else to this injury other than just being spiked. So we'll see tomorrow. Maybe Dave Roberts has more clear answers, but the Dodgers are going to be without Cody Bellinger tomorrow. So good chance you're going to see Mookie Betts in center field for the second straight game. Zach McKinstry got the start in right field, Pollock in left. Chris Taylor, who was hit by a pitch last night in the third inning, was not available to hit tonight because of a sore left elbow, so we'll see whether or not Taylor is available tomorrow afternoon. Which brings me to tomorrow's starters. Trevor Bauer will be making his second Dodgers start. He won his first outing. He'll be going. The Dodgers will be facing the A's best starter, Jesus Luzardo. That's who they'll be facing tomorrow. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 11:30 with first pitch at 12:37. Thanks to Colin Yee for all his help tonight. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. In case you missed any of the show, you could podcast it at am570lasports.com or the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget to look and subscribe for Extra Innings presented by Corona. Brad Paisley will be on episode 2 along with Andre Ethier. So you want to look for it, subscribe to it on the iHeartRadio app. Once again, the final score in Oakland tonight. The Dodgers defeat the Athletics 5-1. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. See ya. From the side.